Hello, I'm Dora Martin from London, UK. A few weeks ago, I did an audio boom about a bully, a man on a chain who was bullying a young man, and then this big man met his match. Have you ever wondered what makes a bully tick? Why they are the way they are? Well, here's a story I'm going to tell. This is a true story. A few years ago, I was talking to a friend, and we were actually talking about bullying, actually. So she began to tell me her story. Where she worked, she was being bullied. And one day, she went to make tea, and as she was coming back into her office, she overheard the lady who was bullying her talking to colleagues. And the colleague said to her, "You are such a bully. Why do you do that?" And then the bully began to tell her story. My friend held back and listened while the lady began to speak. And the lady said, these are her own words, "When I was young, my father walked out on us. My mother was left with myself and my brother to raise on her own. But every night, she would go out to enjoy herself and leave us with different people. I never knew where I was or where I would be sleeping from one night to the other." I didn't like this. I was very unhappy. And so, as I grew up, I just felt I have this need to control everything around me. I have to know what's happening, what's going on. I don't like surprises. I have to control my marriage, my daughter, her marriage. I just have to control everyone around me. My friend was very surprised indeed, at the bully story, and at that instant she began to understand the woman. So she made as if she just came into the office and sat down. Of course everyone went quiet, and then as time go by, my friend changed her tactic towards her behaviour towards this bully and began making friends with her and asking her about herself, her life, her hobbies, her interests and stuff like that. And by the by, the woman melted, this bully melted, and began to like her and began sharing her life and talking about, you know, her life or story. Then they just began sharing things with each other. And in the end, they became the best of friends. That was a truly amazing story. And it just goes to show, you never know what's going on with people. You never know what their story is, and everyone has a story. But it's good how my friend changed the situation. She changed her behaviour, and so the bully changed her behaviour as well, and everything became amicable, and it was a good ending. So that's something to think about. You know, have you been bullied? Do you know any person who was a bully? Just think, you know, what is their story? What is their story? And maybe you can do something to diffuse the situation. But it's interesting to note that change behaviour causes another behaviour to change. Well, I hope you like this story, and I look forward to speaking with you again at the next audio boom. Bye for now.